Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Divine Divas Radio Show. Here we are. We're pink, high-heeled, gloriously golden goddesses, spiritually driven, already awakened, emerging and evolving into the highest part of ourselves. We've gestated birth and are now in the afterbirth process, being all we can be at the growing edge of humanity. Divine Divas Radio will help you to move forward and grow your lives to be all you can be. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy with you every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So join the divas and evolutionary visionaries as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Now, here is your host, Patricia Iris Cairns.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, because we divas, we're evolutionary and revolutionary, and we're at the growing edge of humanity after the birthing of the new era. And we're here, we're reaching out to you to help you and your voice grow spiritually. We're here every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. in the UK. On the Divine Divas Show, we have inspirational, spiritually uplifting chat, voice, sound work, powerful prayer, wise wisdom, evolutionary enlightenment, as well as authentically gifted and empowered coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to raise your vibration upwards and upwards. So, what is the question? Are you aware of how using sound and voice work can transform and heal your life, as well as raising your vibration and energy calibration? Well, welcome, dearest hearts. Here we are once again. It's wonderful to be back with you today. And the possibility is that some or all of you have been feeling the energetic shifts and pulls of that magnificent full blue moon that we experienced just this last week. And it's kicking stuff off for everybody because it's accelerating a rapid ascension. Whether you're in there consciously or not, it's happening. But you know, we are truly blessed today to be joined by a divine diva in the name of Betsy Thompson. And she's going to share her thoughts and her feelings, her concepts, all about stepping into the new paradigms. And she asks in her book, her latest book, she's asking such a powerful question. And it's the "What happens if I" book. Now, isn't that a whopper? Because we all spend half our lives saying, what happens if I do this? And what happens if I do that? What happens if I have to be perfect or have made a mistake? Or what happens if I don't love the choices of those I love? Or what happens if I can't live without a struggle? Wow, that's a good one. Well, you know what? She has assembled 33 powerful questions just like that. And her answers are beautiful, beautifully constructed concepts from the divine and extremely helpful. And I was having a little chat with Betsy just before we came on air, and I was saying I haven't quite got to the end of the book, but what I have read to this moment is just delightful. So let's meet this wonderful lady. Hello, Betsy. How are you? And welcome.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's just lovely that you can join us on the show. And before we do anything, Betsy, your middle name is Otter, O-T-T-E-R. And I'm just sharing with our listeners, it's so apt, so appropriate. You'll be aware of this. But, you know, the otter in shamanic terms, you know, going back to our Native American, the indigenous people's philosophies, otter means the divine feminine energy, because the women, the medicine women in the tribes, used to make their little medicine bag out of otter skin. And in that bag, they would keep all their magical and mystical secrets. And we have otters in Scotland here. And when I saw that in your name, I just thought, wow, how appropriate is that? Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't aware of that. I do have some Scottish blood in me, though. My father was English and Scottish. So, I got goosebumps when you told me that.
Okay. Well, do go Google that, Betsy, because I'm only giving you a little potted bit about it, but you know, there's lots of such beautiful divine feminine energy already flowing through you through the name. And then we come to this magnificent book. So tell me, what was the moment of inspiration that sparked this one off?
Well, I already knew about the idea of action reaction or karma or the law of attraction, whatever you want to call the pulling of energy back to self. But I had a very hard day at work, and I was trying to figure out how I had attracted the energy to me that was so unpleasant. And I knew that the theory worked, and it had worked for me before, but I was having a terrible time admitting what I must have given to somebody else to explain what I had received. And I do believe that whatever energy you put out into the universe, you invite back into your life to come back to you. So it was a process of me asking myself when I had been unkind or cruel to somebody else that had drawn that back to me. And I did that, and I healed the situation, and I realized that everybody wants to have an explanation for why they have an unpleasant day or why they have something uncomfortable happen to them or why they have somebody in their life that is so difficult. And so that's how the book was formed, with all these questions with spirit, the questions that I'd had all my life about what happens if I do this or what happens if I do that. And so that's how the book was born, out of my own need to grow and my own need to understand my own life.
Yeah, and that's absolutely perfect. And you know, obviously in the situation I'm in, interviewing people and wonderful women such as yourself, there is a real common thread running through. And that is that you've all had immense challenges in life to face and overcome. And in the overcoming or integrating, however you would care to call it, there's been tremendous learning and experience, and I guess it's that that you've brought to this book.
Yes, and I also had, before I started writing, I had been, I knew actually, Patricia, that I could talk with spirit when I was 5 years old, but my sister, I told my sister what I was doing, and her reaction was so violent and so traumatic for me that I stopped communicating with spirit. I had been talking to my great grandmother, and it seemed the most natural thing in the world to me. I thought everybody could do what I could do, but evidently not. Yeah. And so I stopped doing it. And then it wasn't until I was almost homeless, about 20 years ago, I was almost homeless, and my life was not going well, and I had spent most of my life blaming other people for all my problems, anybody I could find to blame. And I got to a point where I was really at the lowest I could go, practically. And so I really said to myself, my life is not working. I obviously am not, I'm missing something important here. And I realized that I decided to start taking responsibility instead of blaming everyone else. And so one of the things I took responsibility for was the fact that I had this gift. And I remember sitting in my one-room apartment in California that was roach-infested and asking myself, you know, saying I didn't think of it as a prayer when I was doing it, but I asked if, you know, I wanted to acknowledge the gift. I wanted to share the messages. I wanted to do this, but I needed a job to support me while I did it. And 3 weeks sure. later, 3 weeks later, I had a job working in the entertainment business that I worked for the same man for the next 18 years. And okay. until I could retire.
Okay, well, Betsy, as I said to you, you won't believe how quickly this show goes, and already we're at the first break, so we will be back in a moment. You're listening to Patricia with the Divine Divas Radio Show. Let's take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to explore more with Betsy. We're going to hear more about her story. So please stay tuned.
Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistic Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Well, welcome back to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia. And we are joined today by the amazing light of Betsy Thompson. On the Divine Divas Radio Show, we're all about voices, speaking up and out. Whether you're writing a book, and that's exactly what Betsy's done, she's harnessed the power of her voice to get her message out there. And whether you're doing that, delivering workshops, teaching children, whatever it is for you, we can help you find your authentic voice, because it really needs to be heard, and it needs to be heard now. So I'm just going to take a moment to invite you to go on the Divine Divas Radio Show website and sign up for your free MP3s and lots of info, who's coming on, what we're doing, that kind of thing. So it's www.divinedivasradio.com. Now, I just had a wee chat with Betsy, and she's absolutely up for answering any questions that you might have in our third segment. So if there's anything on your mind with this kind of subject matter, the what happens if I, then do give us a ring, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, you can also let us know if you'd like to book with me for a free voice session, or I think Betsy would be happy to post out a couple of books from the US, and they're going free, first come, first serve. So do give us a ring, pluck up the courage. You know what? Just do it. Just feel it and do it. Betsy, welcome back. Still there?
Thank you, Patricia. Yes, I'm still here.
That's brilliant. Do you know what? I just love the wee chats we have off air. I sometimes wish we could put them out on air as well, because we were just exploring that otter medicine and it was fabby talk. But anyway, let's get on with the fabby talk on air. Why do you feel that the 33 messages you've chosen for the book, What Happens If I, why were those 33 ones so important?
I think because they give us practical information about how we create our own emotional journey and how our lives reflect the gifts that we have given to others. Therefore, we just have to be the person that we wish other people would be. It's like that we live in reflection, and the universe thinks that everything that we express is love, because the universe thinks everything is love. It doesn't make any judgment on good, bad, wrong, or right. It thinks everything we express is love. So therefore, you have to ask what your definition of love is. Are you expressing your definition of love, or are you expressing something else? Because whatever it is, it's coming back to you and in somebody else, because that's what you do. You attract like energy to yourself. And so that it's a very powerful message, because it puts you in the position of knowing that you create your emotional life. And and you can change, if you don't like it, you can change it. You can change who you are. It's not about changing other people. Other people don't change for you. They change for themselves.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I mean, I obviously, you'll be aware, I read a lot of books, and I have read a lot of books over the years on this kind of subject. A lot of people refer to it as the universe mirroring to you, or that is the law of attraction, you know, what you give out, you will get back, that kind of thing. What I like about this is it's really brought, for me, I'm a Glaswegian living in Scotland, I'm really down to earth. And I like that aspect of it. It is very down to earth. I mean, you know, you're asking questions here, you know, what happens if I obsess over another? And when I looked at that, I thought, well, you know, just let me think about that for a minute. Have I ever done that? And, you know, the possibility is that probably, yes, at some point. And you know, do you know what I mean? You're just using words for me that are sort of common sense things, but things that we've possibly all experienced. Which one out of those 33 would you like to talk about? Which one is the one that's ringing the bell today?
Well, I could talk about the obsessed one, because since you brought it up, I think that the problem isn't really obsessing over another. The problem is whether we can respect ourselves in the process. You know, will that person obsess back? Will I make a fool of myself? Will I get hurt? That's what we worry. That's why we worry about obsessing. So the question we need to ask is, you know, it's all about expectations there. We're expecting something to happen from the love we give to somebody else. And if you can let go of your expectations of what's supposed to happen if you obsess over another, then you can obsess all you want. I mean, I think we come here to love each other and love each other a lot. And so how could there couldn't be anything wrong with that. The only problem we get into is when we say, if I love you, then you're supposed to do something for me. That's when we get into trouble. And that's why I think there's so much emphasis put on unconditional love and just giving the love, just obsessing over someone if you want to. Think about them all you want to, but think about them in terms of what you're giving to them, not in terms of what they're supposed to give you back.
Yes, that is a very good point. And I'm just looking at the list in front of me, and I'm looking at this one, what happens if I commit suicide? Because you know what? There will be a lot of people out there that have had what I would call a dark night of the soul. And, you know, how did that one come through? You've obviously, you're downloading, you're channeling all of this from spirit. What was the message there?
Well, I mean, I think that all the chapters relate to my life in one way or another, because I did have a moment in my life that was very dark, and I did think about that. And the message that I got was so uplifting, in that, you know, we come here from a conscious choice. Whether we lead by one or not is really up to us. If we want to commit suicide, nobody can stop us from doing it if we're determined to do it. However, I don't believe that we find any answers from committing suicide. People who want to commit suicide, they do it because they have emotional problems. They feel that if they commit suicide, the emotions will be solved. But we take our emotions with us. So how can committing suicide solve any problems if our soul thought that we were here to solve them? I mean, the soul is always wise. The soul always has us where we need to be. And the soul put a lot of creativity into getting us here. So this is where we need to deal with whatever is happening in our lives. This is where we thought we could. And so we're sort of giving up on ourselves and when we do that. And since since this is the perfect life for the growth that we're here to find, and you aren't going to find the answers you need if you do commit suicide, why not stay around and see if you can't solve them? Because you're here, and you're going to leave eventually anyway, so why rush the process, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and take on board all the lessons. You know, it is about looking at life as the journey and being that journey, but also an adventurous journey and allowing, I guess, we just have to allow it all to be as it is. I'm quite drawn to the one immediately after that, which says, what happens if I stay in destructive thought? So, okay, I've gotten over perhaps this wanting to commit suicide. Things have got a bit better, but then I can't get my focus onto positivity and I'm staying in that destructive way. What would you say with that?
Well, I think that everything in this illusion that we live in is reflective energy, and I include the body in that idea, that the body is reflective energy and is reflecting to us what we need to know about our thoughts and our minds and what we're doing, and that it is a gift, and it is really to tell us and help us through the growth that we need. I mean, when you ask yourself, how can a body get sick by itself? It's a configuration of cells, and it goes along with whatever we tell it to do and whatever we tell it to sow. It can't move, it can't see, hear, smell, touch, or even think or breathe without our energy directing it. So how could anything this passive generate illness? Because manifestation takes action, even if the resulting manifestation is disease. So the body is always giving us a message, and I had a message from my body when I had a lump in my back, and I realized that it was all about holding grudges and resentments. And when I released those grudges and resentments through a meditation, the lump was gone. And I went through a doctor. The doctor saw the lump. She felt it. She had me go in for an MRI. And I did it through a very deep meditation and realizing that the grudges and resentments I had against these people, I forced myself to see it in a different way, that these people had been the motivators I needed to get me to move where I needed to go and do what I needed to do. And even though I didn't like the way they did it, how they did it got me moving. And so they were really a gift to me, and that they had motivated me in a way that I couldn't motivate myself. And once I started thanking them for being that motivation, there was no reason for the lump to be in my back anymore. It was almost as if my body said, oh, she gets it, so she doesn't need the lump anymore. And the lump was gone, and this happened overnight. And so it was a very big awakening for me in terms of...
How brilliant. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing to me. And the doctor said, well, I explained to her what happened. She said, well, I don't understand how it happened. All I know is that the lump was here yesterday, and it's not here today. So... Mm-hmm. It was amazing for me, but that's what our body is, a gift to us. And if we realize that, then we become aware of what it's trying to tell us.
Yeah, it truly is a divine instrument. It really is the temple, and we are blessed to have them. And I think it's a great pity, personally, that we're, as young children, perhaps not being made aware quite enough of just how divine these beautiful bodies are, and how to look after them a little bit better. I think it needs to be being taught, really, at a much younger age. And I can only speak for what's happening in the UK. I don't know what's happening over your side of our great pond between us. But what I'd like to just, we've just got a little bit of time. No, we haven't, in fact, Betsy. We're going to have to go to the next break right now. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But I'm Patricia, and you're listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show. When we come back, Betsy is going to share more with you about her life and her work. However, if you're phoning in, please do so now. It's 1-800-930-2819. We would love to hear your questions. So stay tuned, phone in. Back soon.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hi there, everybody. We're back on the Divine Divas Radio Show, and this is Patricia. And we have another amazing Divine Diva in the shape of Betsy Otter Thompson tonight. And we're so pleased that you're here, Betsy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I hope you don't mind if we just keep on discussing the wonderful questions in your book, because nobody's phoned in as yet. So come on, guys out there, you must have a question for Betsy. It's 1-800-930-2819. She's here. She's delighted. Would love to speak to you and share some of her deep insight. But, you know, I'm drawn to another of these questions, Betsy, and it's a good one. It's, what happens if I criticize? What about that one?
Yes, well, when you're putting out a critical energy into the world, you are going to attract the same thing back. And criticism is really the idea that others don't know what they need in their lives, but you do. And we really do not know anything about what other people need. We don't have any idea of what their history is before coming here on this lifetime. We don't have any idea really what their emotional challenge was when they were a child. We don't know what their goals are. We don't know how long they want to be here. We don't know what role they agreed to play. And therefore, to make any criticism of what they're doing is to come from a place of total ignorance, because we don't have that information. When we are critical of other people, we hold that criticism within, and it becomes a part of us, and then we have that energy of being critical, and then we attract critical people back to us, because the universe thinks that however you behave, you think it's fine for everyone to behave. And so, therefore, those who behave that way become a part of your life. So it's about finding what we like about people, not what we don't like about people. It's about finding the good in them, not the part that you want to think that needs help. You know, everybody's on a journey, and everybody is doing what they think will bring them love. We may not believe that it will bring them love, and it may not bring them love, but they think it will bring them love. And so that's the only thing. I mean, I've thought back over my life. Everything I've ever done is because I thought it would bring me more love. It didn't. A lot of the things didn't, but I thought that was my motivation. And I think that's everyone's story.
Yeah, and what I find here is, I guess you could call this sort of suburbia, just outside a big, big city like Glasgow in Scotland, but quite a lot of I think you would say kind of middle class, and that's a judgment and a label. I'm unaware of that, but just to put you in the picture. And there is quite a lot of desire to fix other people. You know, for example, I've had people come to me and say, will you take on, you know, I know this girl and she's needing X, Y, and Z, and I really think blah, blah, you could help her. And of course, my first question always is, well, hang on a minute. Does this person want this? You think you're making a judgment that they need this, but they need to want this and be committed. Do you know what I mean, Betsy?
Yes, absolutely. We don't know those things about other people. I mean, that's very true. You're telling them the truth. A person has to want to grow. In order to grow, a person has to want to be honest. In order to be honest, you have to be ready. I certainly think that my family was saying, pulling their hair over me on plenty of occasions. But it wasn't. I couldn't change the energy that I was until I decided that I needed to do it. I decided that I wanted to do it. And I don't recommend that anybody become almost homeless to have a turnaround in their life, but that's the way it happened to me.
yeah. But and I mean, I see both sides of this. I see the total love in these people that are trying to help this friend or a member of family. And I have great understanding and compassion for that. And yet, you know, we have to hold the compassion for the other person as well. I've given it a name. I call it the fix-it syndrome. It's it's almost as if other people want to fix other people. And I suppose just looking at that, that's quite a left brain trait. It's the masculine coming through, because the masculine would always want to rush into fixing mode in relationship. Also, rather than perhaps just allowing a bit, yeah?
Yeah, and also if you have that mentality that other people need fixing, you're going to attract people into your life who think you need fixing.
They're all going to implode or something.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, you know, people have different paths and have different journeys and different challenges, and the soul in everyone has taken the challenges that they believe will work.
Yeah.
So who are we to say they won't work? We don't have that information.
Exactly. Now, listen, I just want to get this one in before we come to the end of this, the interview, really. And the last one is, what happens if I believe in ascension? Now, I'm intrigued. I haven't reached this one yet, by the way. I've still to read that. But I have been on a sort of radical ascension thing just because of everything that's been happening to me. What are you saying about that?
Well, what happens if you believe in ascension is that your soul thinks it's found heaven on earth and your body reflects that belief. But I truly believe that ascension is like a mastery, and just like becoming a lawyer is a mastery, just like becoming a good cook is a mastery. You spend a lot of time focused on that goal and focused on what that goal is all about. And ascension is a goal that is focused all about an inner revelation, not an outer revelation. And as the mind becomes healthy, the body joins that healthy alignment. And each day we go from one situation to another situation, and we join people who have beings of light. We're all beings of light, and some of that light feels wonderful, some of it does not. And the more you stay in the wonderful feeling light, the lighter you become. And as you fill yourself with this light of eternity, you walk right into the light that you represent, and then wherever light is, you are. And I believe that this is a process, just like growth in every area of our life is a process. And it's a mastery that you focus on, and you put your energy into that idea. And I think it's whatever one can do, all can do. It's just that a lot of us aren't willing to put the time in to actually have that happen to us. And I think also that every time you choose a loving thought over an unloving thought, you ascend a little bit more.
I love that, and I do agree with you. I took a couple of months off this summer. Obviously, I've been working on myself for years, but I also knew that just to take some time out, just to meditate more. And what's happened, I think, is that spiritually, obviously, I have uplifted. However, the body, the physical, is on catch-up. It's almost quite a little bit traumatized at the shifts and changes that have happened. And I know a lot of people were also being affected by the energies that have been beamed into us. And I know that a lot of people are suffering from the old aches and pains and whatever kicking off. But I think it is the physical coming in then to alignment with the spiritual and the emotional and the mental. And as you say, you're arriving at that place of divine light, which brings with it lots of love and happiness and inner joy. I mean, it's amazing.
Yes, I know about the aches and pains coming as you get older too. But when that happens to me, honestly, I really know that when I say to myself, my body is good, my body is fine, my body is healthy, I am strong, my body is everything that it needs to be for this time of my life. I automatically feel better instead of when I moan and groan about a pain. The focus you take is going to expand. And so if you start moaning and groaning, the moaning and groaning grows. And if you start saying, I'm everything I need to be, my body is perfect for my time right now, then it just feels more perfect to you.
Well, that sounds great to me, and I'm with you 100% on that. But Betsy, I'm afraid we've reached the end of this segment, and I would like to just thank you so much for being with us this evening, for sharing that wonderful message with us. I'm just going to tell everybody what your URL is. It's www.betsythompson.com. And that's Thompson with a P right in the centre, which is quite Scottish. You definitely have got Scottishness there. And she's also on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and LinkedIn. So do connect with Betsy. If you haven't already phoned in or whatever, do that as well and see if you're in time to get one of her beautiful books. I thoroughly recommend it. Betsy, thank you ever so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been delightful.
Okay, Betsy, and I hope we stay in touch, and perhaps at another time you can come back when your new books, you're putting new books, Love Parent and Love Human. They sound terrific.
I would love to.
Okay, perfect. So right at this moment, this is Patricia with the Divine Divas Radio Show. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, we're going to do something special, so stay tuned.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia. Now, that was Jo Beth Young just singing her beautiful song, Call on Me. And tonight you've also heard D.L. Siesco and some of that lovely meditation music just with the toning. And then, of course, on the intro and outro, we're hearing the beautiful harp music of Cheryl Angela. Now, Cheryl is the featured co-host who's starting with me in September. She'll be on the very first Friday in September, which I think is the 6th off the top of my head. And her CDs are available on CherylAngela.com. But Cheryl is a beautiful spirit, very well and appropriately named Angela the Angel, because she really is such a lovely lady. And she's going to share a lot of her music with us. I know that she's spoken to our technical department and they're finding the right solutions to her bringing the harp on to the show, all of that. So very, very exciting. And also inviting you again to go on to divinedivasradio.com and register there to get our newsletter and a free meditation MP3. And I have been talking about getting T-shirts saying I am a divine diva. Well, only this week I got a quote and I think we're on the right track for that. So I'm really excited about that. I think that's going to be perfect. We're going to get everybody wearing them. We're going to get Brian in the studio wearing one. And they're pink, so I don't know how you'll feel about that, but it'll be just delightful. So, you know, at this point in the show, we always kind of do a little bit of sound work. And it's about releasing that beautiful voice of yours. You know, and we were very blessed tonight to have Betsy Otter Thompson with us and sharing the way that she puts forward her word. And there are so many different ways that we can empower our voices and we can use them. You know, and D.L. was telling us about the alphabet and how each letter in the alphabet is so strong. And when you put those words together, they form certain energies. So, for example, the name of Jesus, because for thousands of years now, it's been revered and worshipped, if you like. So it has such a unique power and strength in it, even just using that name. And so it's about awareness, isn't it? It's about knowing that when you speak, how you speak, the language you use, the words you use, the richness of that. And I guess Betsy was talking about that the whole way through. Basically, the theme was what we are putting out there, we are getting right back. And it is about asking yourself, well, how would I like to be loved? How would I like to be treated? And what can I do for me to build up my level of vibration and keep it high? How can I let go of all that would keep it down? And what keeps us down vibrationally are areas of trapped anger, perhaps, or resentment at somebody from 10 years ago because they snubbed you at the office party, or, you know, all those little gripes and silly little things are really not consequential at all. But we can, for whatever reason, because we're such good hangers on, we do. We can hold these things. We can find that we're holding anger in our gut. We might be really ashamed of something we did when we were younger and we just think, oh, crikey, did I really do that or did I say that? Did I behave like that? So, you know, somewhere in your body, and your body's always speaking to you. And if it's achy and painish just now, you know what I'd love you to do is just to close your eyes, not if you're driving, obviously, but make sure you're in a safe place. But, you know, close your eyes and take your awareness to that discomfort, to that ache, to that pain, to that little bit of stiffness. You know, our shoulders got all stiff. What's that about? And that is the question. It's about closing your eyes and connecting with that area in your body and saying to yourself, saying to that pain, the discomfort, what is going on in there? What is your message? Remember, Betsy was telling us about the lump on her back. She actually spoke to it, So, you know, you can do this with your muscles. You can do it, just go right in there and say, well, hello there, because you're the captain of your ship, are you not? You're the captain of this vessel that you're occupying. So go in and have a dialogue. Now, we can do that. We're going to get conscious answers, all that kind of thing. But also, to bypass the conscious mind, we can go in with the tone of our voice to just shift the vibration. And when we hold an intention to do precisely that, we can harness the power of our minds. And the power of the mind is awesome. It's not as powerful as your heart, by the way, but it is awesome. And when you link it to the power of your sound, then you bring your heart in, because your heart is going to treat all of that achy, painy stuff with love and compassion. Then we make our sound. Then we shift our own vibration. And you know what? I think this is a wonderful thing to be able to do. You know, in the UK, we've got the NHS and people troop in and out every day. Or you could take responsibility. In the US, you've got to pay for it. Different thing. More people taking responsibility. But, and even so, you could take more responsibility for keeping this lovely instrument of the divine absolutely clear. So now that you have honed in on that pain, we're just going to make a couple of sounds. That's all we ever have time for. But you know what I'm teaching you here? You go away and you do it every day. Next week when we speak, you're going to feel 100 times better, 1,000 times better. So now take a big breath in. We're just going to make a simple sound. We're focusing on that pain and we're going for it with ah. Ah. How beautiful. Already it's shifting. And what's more, your lungs are expanding. Your heart is opening. How perfect. Breathing in again. Ah, well done. I can hear you and you're sounding really, really great. Don't judge yourself, criticize. Matters not a hoot what you're sounding like. But, you know, if you can let go and just allow, and you are intending to let go of this ache or this pain, breathing in. Good, well done. Well, you know, you can open your eyes, and as I said to you just a few moments ago, you can be practicing that and really applying it to all the things that are niggling you and your body, because your body is the voice of what you are creating. Some of it be great, some of it not so great. But, you know, just cleanse it with the power of your own sound. So I'll tell you what, folks, next week it's going to be just little old me here, and I'm going to be doing more of this sounding and teaching. And I think we need to sing. I think we're going to form a choir for the Divine Divas Radio. And so we need to get you singing, and we're going to be teaching you a bit about that. Thanks also to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Thank you, Patricia. Wonderful to be here again, as always.
Well, it's just been fabulous working with you again, Brian. I love it, and I love that connection we have every week. And folks, I'm here to serve you and your higher self on your journey. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to our new website, www.divinedivasradio.com. And all of my info is on the contact page. You can sign up for newsletters, MP3s, etc., etc. One last little message. Believe in yourself and your ability to raise your vibration ever higher. Upwards and upwards for 2013. Allow all your aspects to divinely flow in harmony. Thank you all very much for tuning in to the Divine Divas Radio Show. Join me every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. UK. Next week on the Divine Divas Radio Show, it's little old me. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've been listening to the Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns. This hit show is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.